Welcome to episode 429 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Old Testament says many times of itself, "Thus says the Lord," as well as, "It is written." And Jesus and many of the apostles often state, "It is written," as a preface to an Old Testament quote. If you do not believe what Jesus said about the Bible, then you do not believe what Jesus said about himself, for he declares himself to be the revealed Word of God and the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies written about himself as the only means of salvation for all mankind. Hebrews 10 verses 5 to 7 tells us of the first time Jesus spoke about the Old Testament, asserting that they were written about me. He also told of his knowledge of the mission he was called to fulfill to do the will of God. Also, as a young child, Jesus spoke to the Jewish religious leaders and Mary of his mission to do the will of God by fulfilling the scripture of the Old Testament. Today we explore 12 instances in which Jesus quotes from the Old Testament. Matthew 4 verse 4, "But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." After his baptism in the Jordan River by John and the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by Satan. At each of three temptations of personal testing by Satan, Jesus responded to each with the word of God from the book of Deuteronomy. In the first one, he quotes from Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. "Just as God gave the Israelites manna in a supernatural way, so also human beings must rely on God for spiritual feeding." Jesus relied on his Father, not his own miracle power, for provision of food. Matthew 4 verse 7, "Jesus said to him, again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Jesus' responses to the second and third temptations come from Deuteronomy 6. This chapter emphasizes the need for Israel to give exclusive allegiance to their God. Deuteronomy 6 verse 16 says, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test, as you tested him at Massah." Matthew 4 verse 10, "Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Deuteronomy 6 verse 13 says, "It is the Lord your God you shall fear, him you shall serve." Matthew 11 verse 10, "This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." John the Baptist was the fulfillment of Malachi's prophecy found in Malachi 3 verse 1. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." Jesus confirms his own identity as the Messiah by making this reference. Matthew 21 verse 13, "He said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers." Isaiah 56 verse 7 assures godly non-Jews that they will be allowed to worship God in the temple. "These I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." By allowing the court of the Gentiles, that section of the temple in which the non-Jews were able to congregate, by allowing this section to become a noisy, smelly marketplace, the Jewish religious leaders were interfering with God's provision. They'd made the place a den of robbers, not only because they took advantage of the people financially, but also because they robbed the temple of its sanctity. Matthew 26 verse 31, "Then Jesus said to them, you will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Here, Jesus quotes Zechariah 13, verse 7. Mark 7, verses 6 to 7. "And he said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men." Isaiah roundly denounced the religious leaders of his day. And here Jesus uses a quotation from Isaiah 29 verse 13 to describe the tradition of the elders as rules or commandments taught by men. Luke 4 verses 16 to 21. "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.'" At the introduction of his public ministry, Jesus spoke to his hometown crowd from the synagogue. He announced that the scripture he was reading from was fulfilled in their ears that day. He knew how to find the scripture from Isaiah, though there were no chapter and verse separations. He was well accomplished in handling the Bible, which he quoted. Here he quoted from Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 2. Luke 22, verse 37. "For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for what is written about me has its fulfillment." Here Jesus quotes Isaiah 53, verse 12, and in so doing points out the fact that he is the Lamb, the one whose sacrifice will take away the sins of the world. Luke 24, verse 46. "And he said to them, 'Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead.'" Here Jesus refers to multiple texts. In Psalm 16 and 22, in Isaiah 53, in Jonah 1, and in Hosea 6. John 13, verse 18. "I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me." This phrase comes from Psalm 41, verse 9. Jesus speaks with his disciples about the one who is going to betray him, who turns out to be Judas Iscariot. This is an interesting moment because Jesus shows that he understands his life through scripture. He knows that the entire Bible is about him. John 6, verse 45. "It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God." Jesus here quotes from Isaiah 54, verse 13. He makes the assertion that those who truly follow the word of God will recognize that his claims are true. But only those who learn from God come to salvation, and all who learn from him are saved. There we have it. 12 times in which Jesus quotes from the authoritative scriptures from the Old Testament. It is important to understand the difference between the divinely inspired word of God and the words that constitute religious commentary or books written contemporaneously with books of the Bible. The difference is a difference between that which can save and that which might confuse you. Father, we thank you that there is life-saving power in that which is written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Help us to understand that which you have ordained for us to read, to hear, to learn, to apply. May the words of truth transform us today and for eternity. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.